chapter 13, the supremacy of love. If I speak with all the languages of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become like sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. It is not arrogant or rude. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself inappropriately, is not self-seeking, is not easily provoked, keeps no record of evil done, rejoices not in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It carries all things, it believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they should be done away. Whether there should be speaking in foreign languages, this shall cease. Whether there is the gift of knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. But now I am a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even as also I have been fully known. Now, there abides faith, hope, love. These three. And the greatest of these is love.